So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Did you realize that an average person consumes only 1.4 cups of vegetables per day? That's right, you heard me. Only 1.4 cups. We're supposed to consume at least 7 to get our daily minerals and vitamins. Vegetables also supply phytonutrients as well as beta carotene and thousands of plant-based chemicals that give us many added health benefits. To fulfill this missing requirement, Dr. Berg has developed Veggie Solution. Veggie Solution is a high-quality greens powder that allows you to easily get your recommended amount of greens every single day. Just 2 delicious scoops gives you an equivalent of 6 cups of greens at only 69 cents per scoop. That's less than a dollar for 6 cups of greens. Dr. Berg's Veggie Solution is a complete protein, highly digestible, low carb, keto-friendly, with tons of omega-3s and absolutely no sugar. Dr. Berg feels it's important that everyone gets their vegetables, and made this product cost-effective too. Veggie Solution comes in original and in a raspberry lemon flavor. Go to shop.drberg.com to get yours today.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So in this video, we're going to actually talk about what is hepatitis C and some alternative things that you can do to minimize the damage from this condition. And before I begin, I just want to point out that anything I say is just for educational purposes, is not meant to replace your medical care. Check with your doctor before applying any of this information. Okay, that being said, let's get into some very interesting things about hepatitis C. What is hepatitis, first of all? Hepa, liveritis, inflammation of. Okay, it's inflammation of your liver. So hepatitis C virus is a very specific virus that invades the liver cells and creates a lot of inflammation and damage. So it's transmitted by blood. So you can't get it by kissing someone. It's mainly by a dirty needle, transfusion, and even, but rarely, getting a tattoo or acupuncture. Now, what's really interesting about the hepatitis C virus is that it actually mimics LDL. That's the so-called bad cholesterol, low-density lipoprotein. And I think the reason it does that is because these viruses are very strategic. They want to survive, so they can actually mimic parts of your own physiology. There is no vaccine for hepatitis C. And when you have hepatitis C, you're more at risk for getting diabetes, which we'll cover in a second, and also cirrhosis, and even cancer. Some of the symptoms for hepatitis C would be fatigue, weight loss, nausea, joint pain, muscle pain, and loss of cognitive function. Now, another interesting side note is that 10 to 50% of these cases that have hepatitis C spontaneously resolve, mainly in younger people and females. Okay, so the mechanism of hepatitis is that you have this virus creating a lot of destruction, you're getting a lot of inflammation, and it's replicating. Okay, with this inflammation, you have several issues. One is that you start getting scar tissue or fibrosis, which eventually can lead to cirrhosis or scar tissue of the liver. When this happens, you start losing function. And because the liver is essential for so many different functions, you start having all sorts of other issues. Now, another interesting thing that happens when you have inflammation is that inflammation can cause insulin resistance, okay? Insulin is trying to connect to the cells. And the cell receptor is resistive of that hormone. So what happens is that you don't get the feedback loop that you would normally get to turn off insulin. So when you resist insulin, the body starts making more insulin. Okay, so a person with insulin resistance has anywhere between 5 to 7 times more insulin than a normal person. And the big problem with insulin resistance is you get a tremendous amount of oxidative stress. You get oxidation. And this is why pre-diabetics and diabetics have all sorts of health problems with their nerves, with the brain, with the heart. The inside layer of the artery on the heart starts to oxidize. You start having problems with the eyes and the kidney. And anytime you have inflammation itself, you're going to get a lot of oxidative stress too. So the combination of insulin resistance or high insulin and inflammation is a double-edged sword to the liver as far as the liver's ability to actually heal and repair itself. If there's a constant inflammatory condition and you have all this oxidative stress, you're getting a lot of constant destruction of the cells. Now, another interesting thing about inflammation itself is the cancer. Cancer has a tendency to spread in areas of inflammation. So whether you had an old injury or an old infection or a current infection, there is a higher risk in getting cancer and hepatitis C because of the inflammatory condition that's going on. All right, so now that you have a better understanding of what it is, let's talk about what to do about it. All right, so this is what I would recommend, but again, check with your doctor before doing any of these actions. All right, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with oxidative stress from the virus itself. We're dealing with a lot of inflammation. We're dealing with insulin resistance, which, by the way, is creating a lot more insulin. And this insulin is creating more oxidative stress. So we have a compound effect that gives us a lot of oxidative stress and free radical damage. There's a great study, I put it down below, a double-blinded study that showed significant decrease in liver enzymes and improvement in liver function when one takes antioxidants. Now, in this study, we were taking them orally and in being injected, but they used milk thistle, which is, by the way, really good for the liver, but also an antioxidant, ascorbic acid, L-glutamine, alpha-lipoic acid, alpha-tocopherol, and B vitamins. All of these act as antioxidants. Now, there's some other ones you can take too that were not part of the study, but they're pretty powerful. NAC, selenium, and SAMe. There's actually many different antioxidants you can take, but I would go for a food itself, like parsley, kale. Any of the cruciferous foods are loaded with antioxidants, or a concentrate of a green product or a cruciferous would be very, very good. You want a food concentrate as compared to an antioxidant that's a synthetic, which I don't recommend because it's been shown that those actually can spike your risk for cancer. So just use a natural food-based antioxidant and start consuming a lot of cruciferous vegetables. Now, another very, very powerful thing you can do to reduce oxidative stress is do intermittent fasting. In fact, intermittent fasting is probably one of the most powerful things you can do to drop inflammation in the body and drop oxidative stress. Apparently, your body goes into this very interesting survival mode and a healing mode, both for your immune system and just resisting stress in general. Now, if you look up hepatitis in relationship to fasting, you'll see some positives and negatives to that, okay? One viewpoint is that you don't want to do fasting because there's a problem with the liver, you're not storing sugar effectively, and you usually have hypoglycemia, so you have to eat every couple hours to keep your blood sugars up. I totally disagree with that, because if you're going to eat every couple hours, you're going to raise insulin more and more and more to the point where you're going to actually create more insulin resistance. And like I said before, excessive amounts of insulin creates more oxidative stress. So we're trying to go in the opposite direction. If you go into intermittent fasting very nice and gradually, I think that's going to be very, very healthy for the liver. So we have intermittent fasting, lots of cruciferous vegetables. You want to steam them or slightly cook them or even consume them fermented because you also release more antioxidants if you do that. Also, get on a healthy keto plan, ketogenic plan. I put a link down below if you're new to this, but that will actually lower your carbs, okay? And that's going to help insulin resistance right there, and that's going to lower oxidative stress just by that action. The combination of healthy keto and intermittent fasting together is very powerful for any type of inflammatory condition, and this right here. Of course, you want to avoid alcohol because you don't want to do anything that damages the liver cell. And minimize any medications you're on. Get with your doctor to do that because, again, the medications have side effects. And sometimes people say, well, can I take prednisone or cortisone shots? Because that's an anti-inflammatory. Yes, it is. But the amount of damage that's going to create in other parts of the body is not going to be good. You'll probably drop the inflammation for a short period of time, but then actually have more damage in other parts of the body. And the last thing I want to mention is this little virus right here. How do we deal with this virus? Viruses tend to beat you up when you're run down and you're unhealthy, when your resistance is low. So the real only solution to a virus is to be super healthy, to have so much health that the virus kind of can eventually go in remission and stay in remission, because you can't really kill a virus. You want to do everything you can to minimize stress. So these actions have the capacity to minimize damage control and increase the longevity of the liver. Thanks for watching. So if you want more knowledge on how to create a healthy body, subscribe now and get daily notifications. Daily notifications, that sounds weird. Well, I'll just remind you on a daily basis. How about that?
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.